This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Place to Be Nation pop experience. We are at the end of part of the journey here on PTBN Trivia Night. We are in our last nine themed episode, and we're going to find out who will take that coveted last spot in our semifinals and be one of nine who are going to have a shot at the big gold belt. I am your co-host, Andy Atherton, and welcome to the show. Tonight we're talking about classic movies. We're defining classic movies by anything pre-1980. Why we're doing that is because we had an 80s theme episode, so we didn't want any crossover. We want to try to keep all these episodes like their own thing and not kind of like, you know, repeat questions or categories or whatever. So we want to keep each episode unique and distinct, and we've done it so far, and we've done a great job. But most importantly, part of that great job is my co-host, Jordan Duncan. Jordan, how are you?
I am feeling the effects of life right now, struggling to stay awake, to be quite honest, but I'm sure I will have no trouble being entertained tonight when I look at our panel of guests. Andy, so after tonight's episode, we'll move on with just our winners from all the previous episodes. So I guess we would call that the playoffs, correct?
Playoffs?
Yeah. As a lifelong Detroit sports fan, I'm unfamiliar with what happens next.
It's a foreign term to you, I guess.
Yeah.
Now, the Red Wings weren't bad.
I haven't heard that phrase in a long time.
You kidding me? Playoffs? What? All right. So also here is our third man, our booth, the guy who's responsible for keeping us all in line and hopefully not upsetting and pissing off any of our contestants, Mike Cook. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm basically in the same boat with Jordan, just now that I got my microchip in, I think we're all good and ready to go for tonight.
Awesome. Very good. So tonight, we have a group of great guests or great contestants, so to speak. We have a couple of returners, familiar voices here at Place to Be Nation, and a brand new person that is new to all of us, and hopefully he will entertain and actually direct us to some great content that he provides. But first off, let's get in our first contestant. If I leave here tomorrow, would you stay? She is the proprietor of the Jenny Position podcast feed with lots of great shows, The Journey Through Infinity, Bianca's First Time, Telling Stories, lots of great shows, Jennifer Smith. Jennifer, welcome to the show.
Hey, Andy, thanks for having me back. I'm a previous loser on the round, but I'm going to try to redeem myself, but no promises.
Well, you're going to do it with style, whether you wear or lose, I think. With flair, how's that? With a flair.
We say previous runner-up or third-place finisher.
Thanks.
I don't remember exactly if you finished second or third, but, you know.
Third. It was a distant third.
So the bronze medalist, Jennifer.
you medal. If it was a horse race, you would have been in the money somehow, right? It was a wood placer show, so you think you'd show it.
Nobody medaled me on this one.
All right. And also joining us, he is a guy that needs no introduction, a tremendous, great dude, great podcaster. Hear him across many feeds. He's on Year in Pop with me, and he's on Pop Goes the Couch, and they cover the Mighty Ducks. He's on the North-South Connection, on the Extreme 308 Dance. Jay Arsenio D'Amato, Johnny, welcome back to Trivia Night.
Yes, thanks for having me back. I'm a previous runner-up. It was actually an ignominious fuck-up runner-up, but nevertheless, I'm still here. And as a last-minute replacement, I'm hoping to do a Ron Simmons and bring home the belt for my boy Calvin.
All right, very good.
If you do, I promise Michael Cook will be jumping up and down behind the guardrail, just like that one fan in the Ron Simmons video.
If you do, I'll have Cook deliver the belt.
Yeah.
All right. competition, somebody brand new. He is a podcaster. He is a streamer. Dusty Gangle, right? I said that correctly? I got that right?
Yes.
Yes. Dusty, like, welcome to Trivia Night. Since you are brand new to all our listeners out there, kind of tell us something like where you're from and what you do, like what's your podcast like, what's your streaming like. Direct us to some good content, man.
I'm from North Dakota.
Oh.
It's kind of boring up here, so I got to keep myself entertained. A buddy of mine and I, we started a podcast 3 years ago, actually, probably this week, I want to say. It's been about 3 years. And we started out just talking film and stuff, and him and I parted ways, and I kept going with something else on my own. It's a lot of film-based. Done a few things with Jenny as well. Got into streaming on Twitch. I play a lot of Warzone.
Okay.
And I'm just trying to just grow my footprint on the interwebs.
How can we find you on Twitch? What's your name on there?
Everything. Twitch, TikTok, Insta, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat. I mean, you can find it all at Hanging with the D.
All right. Very good. So,
I'm not sure I want to Google that phrase, but okay.
You never know what you're going to find.
Yeah. All right. Well, we wish the best of luck to you, all three of you. Hopefully we have a fun game, and we'll see which one of you advances to the semifinals. Jordan, you want to explain how we play this game?
Yes. So our game is played in four rounds. The first three rounds are themed, where all of the questions that each of you will be given are based off some sort of recurring theme. We'll give you the name of that round, a little bit of a hint there. In each round, you will get 10 questions, including the fourth round, which is our lightning round, which just covers really anything in tonight's topic. Your 10 questions are broke down in this way. The first three questions we consider to be easy. If you get those right, you get 1 point. The next three questions are medium level difficulty. You get those right, you get 3 points. The next three after that, question 7, 8, 9, are hard. We will give you 5 points to get those right. And if you get that 10th question right, we consider that a very hard question. 7 points awarded if you get that one right. For every round, for every player, you will get 90 seconds per round. We do take the first answer that you give, of course. So be careful with what you give for the answer. And we also allow you to pass. So if you're drawing a blank, you're just have something on the tip of your tongue, but it's not coming to you, you can pass. And if time allows, we will get back to it. But that way you can at least hear all the questions. And our final round starts with our point tally. Andy will give us some point tallies throughout the rounds. And in our final round, lowest score will go first. Second place will go second, and our leading scorer will go last. So they will know just how many points they need to claim victory. But Andy, before we start the game, why don't you tell them what we are playing for?
Oh, we are playing for a actual wrestling belt. That's right. Mm-hmm. If you win tonight, you will move on to one of our three semifinal matchups. You win that, you will place in our finals. You win that, and you win your very own undisputed PTBN Trivia Night Championship belt. It's quite lovely sitting over here right next to me. It's going to be very hard for me to part with, but that's why we're playing the games and that's why we're doing the show. And everybody, you know, has been having a great time trying to get that belt. Come on. I mean, look, it's not like one of those $400 WWE belts, but it's pretty damn cool. I'm sorry.
I've seen the pictures. It's neat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So good luck to all of you, and may the best person win tonight. That's all. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And again, tonight's category is classic movies. Anything before 1980 is possibly an answer. So should we start with our first round, Andy?
Yes, we should. And that round is called Creature Features. All the questions are going to be revolving around a creature from a movie. Now, when you hear creature features, you do think horror, sci-fi, but not every question will be that. So there will be, could be from any genre. Mm-hmm. So just keep that in mind when you're listening to your questions. Jordan, floor is yours.
All right. Our first one up, since it's his first time on the show, we're going to make him go first. Dusty, sorry to put you on the spot, but are you ready to play?
I'm ready, man. Let's go.
All right, cool. Mr. Cook, do you have 90 seconds on the clock?
We're ready to go.
All right, then your time will start when I finish reading the first question. And again, we take the first answer that you give, and you can pass as needed. Your first question is this. What 1975 movie featured Roy Scheider as the sheriff, Richard Dreyfuss as an oceanographer, and Robert Shaw as a salty sailor?
Jaws.
Who directed 1979's Alien?
Oh, God. Ridley Scott?
An alien life form consumes everything in its path as it grows and grows is the plot of what 1958 movie?
Oh, pass.
What kind of creature was the beast from 20,000 Fathoms?
Pass.
What was the name of the dragon in Pete's Dragon?
Pass.
What actor was known as the Man of a Thousand Faces?
I have no idea. Pass.
All right. In the 1954 movie Them, what are the monsters the movie title is referring to?
Pass.
All right, in the 1968 sci-fi film 2001, A Space Odyssey, a leader of a tribe of ape men is shown throwing an object into the air as a tool and weapon to help kill. What was the object thrown in the air?
Hammer.
All right, what 1978 animated movie was about a group of rabbits who search for a new place to live?
No idea. Pass.
And what was the alien called in the 3D movie Robot Monster?
Time.
Time.
Let him give an answer.
I have no idea.
Yeah, these were tough.
Oh boy, yeah. Andy, yeah. God damn, man.
dude, we're giving away a belt, okay?
I know, you're right.
Alright, so we'll give you the point tally. It's always tough the first round. It is, because you don't know what to expect, what to do once you're in the hot seat. So let's go over the answers, and then we'll tell you a score.
I would also say I think this category is going to be our toughest one of the three.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all right. I would say so. All right, so first one you got right, that was Jaws. I'm not going to read the whole question. Who directed 1979's Alien? Ridley Scott. That was correct. An alien life form consumes everything in its path as it grows and grows is the plot of what 1958 movie? That was The Blob. What kind of creature was the beast from 20,000 Fathoms? It was a dinosaur. The name of the dragon in Pete's Dragon was Elliot. The Man of a Thousand Faces, Lon Chaney. Them, the monsters in the movie title, were giant mutant ants. In 2001, Space Odyssey, what was thrown in the air? It was a bone. In 1978's animated movie about a group of rabbits who search for a new place to live, a movie that scarred me when I saw it when I was a kid, Watership Down. And what was the alien called in 3D Robot Monster? It was called Ro-Man, for a grand total of 2 points. So, Dusty, there is a lot of points available still in the game. It is anybody's game. So, Jordan, back to you.
All right. Next up is Mr. John D'Amato. Welcome back, man.
Si, senor. Thank you.
Yeah. So, I know what tripped you up a little bit last time. You got some movie monster questions, and I was told that is not your cup of tea, so I'm sure you were thrilled when you heard this one's all about creatures in this category. So are you ready to go?
Yes, sir.
All right, Mr.
I'm sure Roseanne will be one of the answers.
Well, that was The Blob. We already had that in the first round. So.
That's love.
Mr. Cook, are you ready with the clock?
Let's go.
All right.
Oh, God. The screw is in.
The score to beat right now is 2. All right, so you can do it. All right. First question is this. What actress starred as the blonde beauty in 1933's King Kong?
Favorite.
What movie monster was discovered by a group of scientists searching for fossils along the Amazon River?
Pass.
What is the name of the movie about a murderous killer whale?
Orca.
What was the name of the half-human, half-fly monstrosity in The Fly?
Grundle.
Who played Dracula in Dracula AD 1972?
Bela Lugosi.
In what year did the original Godzilla movie hit theaters?
1950.
What was the monster in It Came From Beneath the Sea?
Pass.
What are the names of Rocky's pet turtles in the first Rocky movie?
Cuff and Link.
In the 1975 animated TV movie Ricky Ticky Tavi, what kind of animal is Ricky Ticky Tavi?
30 seconds.
Rabbit?
A party of archaeologists discovers the remnants of a mutant 5-millennia-old Sumerian civilization living beneath a glacier atop a mountain in Mesopotamia is the plot of what 1956 movie?
Creature from the Black Lagoon.
What movie monster was discovered by a group of scientists searching for fossils along the Amazon River?
Okay.
And last one is the monster from It Came from Beneath the Sea.
Time.
Octopus.
Count that one, Andy?
Yep, you got it.
All
in.
Right. Woo!
All right, Johnny. You did fairly well, my friend.
Yep.
Let's go through it. All right, so what actor starred as the blonde beauty in 1933's King Kong? That was Fay Wray. You were correct. What movie monster was discovered by a group of scientists searching for fossils along the Amazon River? You gave the right answer, but it was the wrong question. It was the Creature from the Black Lagoon. So you didn't get that one. But...
Oh,
I was like so hoping. I'm like, Johnny, just repeat your answer.
Oh, son of a
Downtown Julie Brown.
Yep. I'll remember that next round.
What is the name of the movie about a murderous killer whale? You got that one right. That was Orca. Nice. This one you were close. You had it in your head, but you didn't say it right. What was the name of the half human, half fly monstrosity in The Fly? It was Brundlefly.
Oh, I said Grendel. Fuck.
Yeah. Who played Dracula in Dracula 80, 1972? You said Bela Lugosi. It was actually Christopher Lee. This one was
the later one. Yeah.
You did your best guess, though. What year did the original Godzilla hit theaters? 1958. Now, this one you pulled out of your tuchus here. What was the monster and it came from beneath the sea? It was a giant octopus. What are the names of Rocky's pet turtles from the first Rocky movie? Cuff and Link, you got that one, right? And the 1975 anime TV movie, Ricky Ticky Tavi is what animal? He is actually a mongoose.
Oh.
And then a party of archaeologists discovers the remnants of him. It was the
longest question we've ever written.
Yeah, it was the mole people. So yeah. For a grand total of 12, though. Very, very good job.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
All right. Now, Dusty, just a little behind. But again, it's anybody's game. We still got 3 rounds to play. And Jenny still has to finish off the first round. Miss Jenny, are you ready to play?
I am.
All right. Mr. Cook, are we ready with our clock?
We're all set.
Okay, first question starts with, what movie ends with the image of the charred remains of the Statue of Liberty?
Planet of the Apes.
The blood dropped on Carrie is what animals?
Pig's blood.
What flesh-eating fish are accidentally released into a summer resort river in a 1978 film?
Piranhas.
What 1950 movie starred James Stewart as an eccentric man with an adult-sized invisible rabbit?
Oh, that... Pass.
The 1971 film Willard and the 1972 film Ben both featured which animals?
Rats.
What is the terrifying monster that scares people in the Trollenberg Terror?
A troll.
In the movie Moby Dick, what is the name of Gregory Peck's ship?
Pass.
In Amityville Horror, what was the name of the little girl's red-eyed, rodent-like friend?
Oh, pass.
Who played the rogue gunslinger in 1973's Westworld?
John Wayne.
What movie was about a man who sent a gorilla to kill all of the women who rejected him?
Pass.
Go back to the 1950 movie starring James Stewart as an eccentric man with an invisible rabbit.
Harvey.
All right. The name of Gregory Peck's ship in Moby Dick.
Time.
Yeah, right. Sorry. Hey, I should know that for sure, though.
No, you did. You did okay, Jenny.
Yep.
I know you like those Joe Bob Briggs. So I was like, oh, Jenny, hopefully Jenny gets some of those. They featured some of these movies on that, hopefully, that show. But let's go through the answers. We'll give you a score. All right. What movie ends with the image of charred remains of the Statue of Liberty? That was Planet of the Apes. It was Pig's Blood that was dropped on Carrie. What flesh-eating fish? Those are the piranhas. This one you pulled out on your second go-around. 1950 movie starred James Stewart. Eccentric man with an adult-sized invisible rabbit. That was Harvey. Willard and Ben featured rats. You got that correct. Now, here you got all those right now. The Trollenberg Terror. A troll is a good guess, but it was actually a huge eyeball. In the movie Moby Dick, what was the name of the ship? Was the Pequod? In Amityville Horror, what was the name of the little girl's red-eyed rodent-like friend? That was Jody. Who played the rogue gunslinger in 1973's Westworld? John Wayne is a good guess. It was Joel Brenner. And then, Jordan, I appreciate you doing a straight face for the most part. What movie was about a man who sent a gorilla to kill all the women who rejected
him? Not a bad idea, really.
That was The Phantom of the Rue Morgue.
Okay, I need to watch that 100%.
That sounds pretty awesome.
But you got 9 points. So,
all right, sweet.
Yeah, so we have a good game to start off. So at the end of our first round, we have Jay Arsenio D'Amato with 12 points, Jennifer Smith with 9 points, and Dusty Gengel with 2 points. So we have we're off to a nice start, everybody. Everybody's still in the game, I swear. Sweet. But before we get to the next game, let's talk about what's going on here on the PlayStation Pop Experience. On the latest episode of Pop Goes to the Couch, Falcon and Winter Soldier, that was Season 1, Episode 6, the season finale, One World, One People, that was myself, Scott Shiflett, Tim Capel, and Sean Kidd, broke down that show. Really enjoyed the series. Looking forward to Loki in June. It Was a Thing on TV is back with, they covered in their pilot month, K-9 and Company and the 1978 Science Fiction Film Awards. Our other Pop Goes the Couch featuring John D'Amato and Greg Diener and James Gruenberg. They're doing Mighty Ducks Game Changers. Their latest episode is about Season 1, Episode 5, Cherry Picker. Into the Spidey Movieverse came back with their coverage of Spider-Man 2 from 2004. The most sensational, inspirational, celebrational Muppet Show podcast, myself and Miranda. We broke down 4 episodes of The Muppet Show from their first season. Battlestar in the 25th Century was back with Scott and Sean going over Buck Rogers and Battlestar Galactica. NBA Team was back as well with a new episode. And Year in Pop came back last week. We covered the year 1989. So that's what's going on here on the PlayStation Pop Experience. So, back to the game. And this game is just called Classic Comedies. All the questions are about a classic comedy from pre-1980. Pretty simple, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right. Cool. All right. So who is up first, Mr. Cook?
That is John.
All right. Johnny D'Amato, are you ready, sir?
Si, senor.
All right. So clock will start when I finish the first question. Here we go. What 1979 camp movie starred Bill Murray?
Meatballs.
All right. What comedy duo starred in Up in Smoke?
Cheech and Chong.
What 1975 Monty Python movie was set in the Middle Ages?
Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
What film has a hound named Fred as a sidekick to the snowman?
Pass.
What is the name of the coach Walter Matthau plays in Bad News Bears?
Morris Buttermaker.
What 1968 movie became a hit CBS series in the late 1970s?
Repeat, please.
What 1968 movie became a hit CBS television series in the late 1970s?
American Graffiti.
Who made his directing debut with the 1968 hit The Producers?
Mel Brooks.
What 1977 Woody Allen movie is considered one of the best comedies of all time by Rotten Tomatoes?
Sleeper.
Within two, how many movies did Bob Hope and Bing Crosby make together?
39.
Okay. What two future award-winning directors were puppeteers in the Muppet movie? You have to name them.
Yes.
Back to what film had a hound named Fred as a sidekick to the snowman?
Yes.
Just that and the Muppet puppeteers.
Jim Henson and Fuckwad.
Okay. All right. I'm going to say that question, you got that one wrong, but Jordan will run through the answer.
Yeah, another decent run here, though. What 1979 camp movie starred Bill Murray? Got that one right. Meatballs, you got all the easy ones right. The comedy duo starred Up in Smoke, of course, Cheech and Chong. 1975, Monty Python movie set in the Middle Ages is Monty Python and the Holy Grail. It's on Netflix. I actually just watched that about a week and a half ago. You missed this one. The film with a hound named Fred as a sidekick to the snowman is Smokey and the Bandit. You did get the name.
Son of a.
You did get the name of the coach from the Bad News Bears, though, Morris Buttermaker. The 68 movie that became a hit series on CBS in the 70s is actually MASH. Mel Brooks, you got the next one right, made his directing debut in 1968 with the producers. The Woody Allen movie that's considered one of the best comedies of all time is Annie Hall. This one, that's a big number here. Within two, how many movies did Bob Hope and Bing Crosby make together? 17 movies together. And the two future award-winning directors who were both puppeteers in the Muppet movie were John Landis and Tim Burton. But Decent Run gives you 11 points, basically doubles your score.
Very good, John.
Should have got the Smokey and the Bandit one.
Yeah.
And the Annie Hall, too. Yeah, that was a...
It was a good round, though.
Yeah. All righty.
All right. Michael Cook, who's up next?
Jenny.
All right. Jenny, are you ready? You got your funny bone ready to go?
Oh, Andy.
All right. So 90 seconds. Clock will start when I read the first question. Who played the jerk?
Oh, God. Steve Martin?
What college movie made Food Fights famous?
Animal House.
What stadium did the Bad News Bears play in Breaking Training?
I have no idea. Pass.
What Mel Brooks movies released in 1974 both starred Gene Wilder?
Blazing Saddles and Pass.
The absent-minded professor invented what?
Pass.
What 1930s comedy trio starred in 13 movies such as Duck Soup and A Night at the Opera?
The Three Stooges.
Who got to meet Frankenstein in a 1948 comedy classic?
The Mummy.
What 1967 movie has the line, "Are you here for an affair"?
Pass.
What 1975 movie was the first of many that Don Knotts and Tim Conway starred together in?
The Ghost and Mr. Chicken.
Who is the only actor that was in both MASH the movie and the TV series?
Alan Alda?
Want to try the Mel Brooks question?
What is this other one? Pass.
After my professor. Okay.
That was trash.
Yeah. It was a little tougher one, this one.
Yeah, there was a couple where there's like two potential answers and you gave the other one, I think. But here's how you did. Steve Martin did play the jerk. Animal House is, of course, the college movie that made Food Fights famous. The Bad News Bears played in the Astrodome. Didn't cheat nearly as much as the Houston Astros, though. You got half of this next one right. The Mel Brooks movies is Blazing Saddles is one. The other one is Young Frankenstein.
Ah, should have done that.
Yeah. The absent-minded professor invented Flubber. Which I don't really remember the older one. I remember the Robin Williams movie, but this one, I think you kind of have like a coin toss here with the 1930s comedy trio. You went with the Three Stooges. The Marx Brothers was the correct answer, though.
Yeah,
I think it's one or the other.
Yeah.
Who got to meet Frankenstein in a 1948 comedy classic? Not the Mummy, although I think they did meet the Mummy as well. Abbott and Costello. The 1967 movie with the line, "Are you here for an affair?" was The Graduate with Dustin Hoffman, I think. The Don Knotts movie from 1975. You said the Ghost and Mrs. Chicken or something
Mr.
like that.
Chicken.
Mr. Chicken, which is a Don Knotts movie, I believe.
It's the only Don Knotts movie I've
known. It is.
The other one is The Apple Dumpling Gang. Not a big filmography for old Mr. Knotts there.
I actually love The Ghost and Mr. Chicken.
Yeah, I remember that one vaguely from when
you got to watch The Amazing Mr. Limpet.
Oh, all right.
He turns into a fish.
Oh, okay. Sweet. Don Knotts, a man of many faces. one more. The actor who was in both MASH, the movie, and the TV series, it was Gary Berghoff. Berghoff. Not sure how I pronounce that one.
Yes, Radar O'Reilly.
Oh, okay. Yep. Okay.
All right.
So, Andy, tell us the scores, updates.
It was a total of two. So, okay. It's still wide open, Jenny. Still wide open. All right. So that leaves Dusty to go in this round. Are you ready, Dusty?
I am ready.
All right. Clock will start when I finish reading the first question. Here we go. Who is the most well-known for running down a beach in the movie 10?
Pass.
Who is the sheriff chasing the bandit?
Oh, God. Pass.
Who are the... What is the name of the goon hockey brothers in Slapshot?
One more time?
What is the name of the goon hockey brothers in Slapshot?
Pass.
Who is the inspector in the Pink Panther?
Oh, my God. Pass. Come back to it.
What 1963 ensemble movie is about a group of motorists that hear about a crook's hidden stash of loot?
Pass.
What Paul Simon song is based on the movie The Graduate?
I have no idea.
What 1973 movie had reunited actors from the movie Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid?
30.
One more time.
What 1973 movie had reunited actors from the movie Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid?
Oh, my God. I'm drawing a blank. Pass.
Name four of the six Muppets that Frank Oz voiced in the Muppet movie.
Damn.
Time.
Okay. Yeah, I
have no idea. Blanking.
All right.
It's all right. You know what? Every once in a while, you just get hit with this round that's just not for you. And I am glad that I am not a contestant and I'm the one that has the answers in front of me, because I would have done just about as well as you on this one. Who is most well known for running down a beach in the movie 10? The answer is Bo Derek. I know her as Tommy Boy's stepmom. So who is the sheriff chasing the bandit? Buford T. Justice. The goon hockey brothers and Slapshot. This might have been the only one I might have gotten, but I'm not even sure. That was the Hansen brothers. The inspector in the Pink Panther was Inspector Clouseau. The ensemble movie from 1963 about a group of motorists that hear about Crook's hidden stash of loot is It's a Mad, 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 Mad World. The Paul Simon song based on The Graduate is Mrs. Robinson. The 1973 movie with reunited actors from Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, that was The Sting. And the Muppets that Frank Oz voiced were Piggy, Fozzie, Animal, Sam, Doc Hopper's Men, and Marvin Suggs. And we didn't get to the other questions, so we will leave those hidden.
Yes, we could use those in the semis.
We just might.
All right. So at the end of two rounds, get that score up, we have John D'Amato in the lead with 23, Jennifer Smith with 11, and Dusty Gengel with 2. So still lots of points, guys. You never know. Somebody could...
You can get as many as 37 with a perfect round.
34.
34. That's what I said.
Yes. All right. But before we get to round three, Jordan, do you want to tell everybody what's going on across the hall at the Place to Be Nation Wrestling Network?
Andy, I believe I tell you this every time we record. It's the only thing I ever want to do. Here's what you've got if you go across the hall. And if you don't know where that hall is, then instead pull out your phone and you can subscribe through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon, all kinds of podcast listening apps and websites. Search Place to Be Wrestling Network. The important thing is 2TO, not the number 2. We actually just found out not that long ago there's a Place to Be Seinfeld podcast lurking out there trying to leech off of the name that Justin and Scott have built for many, many years. So there might be a brawl, West Side Story style, coming up. So, but here's, I think I'm going to be a Jet. I'm not sure. Because Justin's a fan of the Jets. So I figure, you know, old school PTB will probably have to be the Jets. That's just my guess. But anyways, here's what you can listen to on the wrestling feed. First, on the newest episode of With This Ring, which I believe just came out today, Ryan and Cindy begin some of their GWCW research with a look at the career of the great Dusty Rhodes, the American Dream. Marty Sleaze continues his countdown of the 25 best WWF matches from 1988 to 1997 in the newest episode of Pro Wrestling Love. Chronology has a bonus episode, Neil and Dave recap WrestleMania 9. Dave, for the first time watching WrestleMania 9, let's see if they put it near the bottom of their list, as so many do. Chronology is a show that is going through the episodes of Monday Night Raw in order, and since they've just gotten past WrestleMania 9, they go back and watch WrestleMania and recap it. The new Special Relations Podcast. Ben gets very, very angry. Listen for that, and the rest will follow. That's the only thing we'll tell you about it. And last thing you can listen to, as well as, of course, all of our older episodes, we've got a deep, deep library. The newest NWA Saturday special, Scott and Dr. G recap episode 25 of NWA Power, where Strictly Business flexes their muscles and Tyrus gets a TV title shot. So take a listen to those, and like, rate, and leave some feedback and subscribe. All of those little things that only take a minute help us out a lot.
All right, very good. So just to reset, we have John D'Amato, 23, Jennifer Smith with 11, and Dusty Gengel with 2. Jordan, what is round 3's theme?
So round 3, since we are going classic movies, we're going a little bit back in time. You know, we're in the day and age where trailers drop on YouTube and you can just look them up. This is, you know, 1970s, 1960s, all before that. That's not how we found out about our movies. We had to watch commercials or look at posters. And often on those commercials and on those posters, there was a tagline. So we are going to read you a tagline from a movie. You have to tell us what that movie is. Sounds pretty simple. let's see. Who is going first? I have Jenny going first to start us off in round 3. Jenny, does that make sense? I'm just going to read you the tagline. You tell us what it is.
Sure. Sounds good.
All right. Cool. Mr. Cook, are you ready with the clock?
Ready to go.
All right. Your first tagline is this. Don't go in the water.
Jaws.
It's supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Mary Poppins.
You'll believe a man can fly.
Pass.
What a glorious feeling.
Pass.
We are not alone.
Oh, Jesus. Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
More entertaining than humanly possible.
Pass.
This is the weekend they didn't play golf.
Weekend at Bernie's.
Who will survive and what will be left of them?
Pass.
Dot, dot, dot. And remember, the next scream you hear may be your own.
Psycho.
The greatest event in motion picture history.
The Wizard of Oz.
You'll believe a man can fly.
The Rocketeer.
What a glorious feeling.
30.
Debbie Does Dallas.
More entertaining than humanly possible.
Debbie Does Dallas.
And who will survive and what will be left of them?
Debbie Does Dallas. You're welcome.
For entertainment points, off the charts.
Andy, it's let us a know classic, right?
Yeah. It was. It, you know what? It's pre-1980.
There you go.
All right.
Well, I got 0 points. Moving on.
No. You got some points. So we'll go through them and let you know how many you did get. Don't Go in the Water. That was Jaws, correct? It's supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Mary Poppins, you got that one right. You'll Believe a Man Can Fly. That was Superman, the movie. What a Glorious Feeling. I'm Singing in the Rain. We Are Not Alone. Close Encounters of the Third Kind. You got that one right. Then you stumbled a bit on these. More entertaining than humanly possible. That was actually the Muppet movie. This is the weekend they didn't play golf. Was actually Deliverance. Who will survive and what will be left on that was the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Texas, Dallas. I mean, close.
Yes,
close.
Yes, yeah. Dot, dot, dot. And remember, the next scream you'll hear may be your own. You said Psycho was actually a different Hitchcock movie. It was The Birds. Right. And the greatest event in motion picture history was The Ten Commandments, for a grand total of 4 points for the round.
Boom.
I got 5 points. Five.
Oh, five. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh,
that's just hard.
It sure is.
All right. Next up is Dusty. Dusty, are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay. Mr. Cook, 90 seconds on the clock, and you go ahead and start when I finish reading this first tagline. His whole life was a million to one shot.
Rocky.
Just when you thought it was safe to go back in the water.
Jaws 2.
Check in, relax, take a shower.
Psycho.
Relive the best 7 years of your college education.
Oh god, pass.
Mel Brooks and the West together for the last time.
Blazing Saddles.
The Night He Came Home.
Halloween.
The only thing more terrifying than the last 12 minutes of this film are the first 92.
I have no idea. But I want to.
They trained him to kill for their pleasure, but they trained him a little too well.
Pass.
30.
Everybody who's ever been funny is in it.
Debbie Does Dallas?
Every year, young people disappear.
Pass.
Go back to 7 best years of your college education.
Oh my god. I know this one.
Time.
Okay. It's on the tip of your tongue, I bet you.
A better run, though. A better run.
Right there.
Yeah. No, you did good this round, Dusty. Let's run through them and we'll tell you score. His whole life was a million and one shot. That was Rocky. Just when he thought it was safe to go back in the water, Jaws 2, you had that correct. Check in, relax, take a shower, was Psycho. Relive the best 7 years of your college education, Animal House.
God.
Yeah, I feel you. Mel Brooks in the West, together for the last time, was Blazing Styles. You got one right. The Night He Came Home was Halloween. You had that one correct. The last few you stumbled on, the only thing more terrifying than the last 12 minutes of this film are the first 92. That was Suspiria. They trained him to kill for their pleasure, but they trained him a little too well, is Spartacus. Everyone who's ever been funny is in it. It's a mad, 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 mad world. Every year, young people disappear. That was The Tourist Trap for a grand total of 9 for the round. So you did very well. You might be back in the game.
Tourist Trap is a creepy movie, by the way. Very creepy.
And as great as It's a Mad, 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 Mad World is, it's so long. It's like 4 hours.
And I don't think everybody who's ever been funny is in it.
I don't know, but there's a lot of funny people there.
Yeah, we'll see. Speaking of funny people, Mr. D'Amato is finishing off the round and see if he can add to his lead. Jay, are you ready to go?
Is the first question, what was the tagline for Debbie Does Dallas?
You can only hope.
See if he can say it 10 times in 90 seconds.
Let's go.
You know what, Andy, if you want to look up the tagline to that while we're going through this round. All right, 90 seconds on the clock. Mr. Cook, are you ready?
Where's that?
All right, your first one is a tough one. A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
Star Wars.
They're young, they're in love, and they kill people.
Bonnie and Clyde.
In space, no one can hear you scream.
Aliens.
They were 7, they fought like 700.
Pass.
Catch it.
Pass.
Everything he touches turns to excitement.
Pass.
Life is in their hands, death is on their minds.
Pass.
On every street, in every city, there's a nobody who dreams of being a somebody.
Fame.
Where were you in 1962?
Pass.
If a woman answers, hang on for dear life.
Jesus, Debbie Does Dallas?
Going back up, they were 7. 30. They fought like 700.
Got nothing.
All right, catch it.
The AIDS movie?
Everything he touches turns to excitement.
Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory?
Life is in their hands, death is on their minds.
The Michael Cook story? Life is in his hands? I don't know.
Where were you in 62?
And my daddy's nuts.
a bonus here. No points allowed, but can you name this one? Everyone on the team scores when her pom-poms fly.
Debbie Does Dallas, baby.
Put that one up during the round.
Fucking assholes.
Damn, that was brutal.
All right, well, we made it interesting, so... let's go through the
Mikey the Mush Cook had to pick those questions.
Nope.
All right.
Ike's the comedy.
a long, long time ago in a galaxy far, far away with Star Wars. They're young, they're in love, they kill people, Bonnie and Clyde. In space, no one could hear you scream. That was Alien. Those are the ones you got right. There were seven. They fought like 700. Was a Magnificent Seven. Catch It was Saturday Night Fever. Everything he touches turns to excitement. Goldfinger. Life is in their hands. Death is on their minds. As 12 angry men. On every street, in every city, there's a nobody who dreams of being a somebody. Taxi Driver.
I did not know that was the tagline of Taxi Driver.
Yeah. Where were you in 62? That was American Graffiti.
Wow. And
if a woman answers, hang on for dear life. I don't know. Dial M for murder with 3 points for the round. So we still have a game, guys. John is in the lead with 26. Jenny is in second with 16. And Dusty is in third with 11. So, yeah, anything can happen here as we get to the end of this.
Does it count? I guess the American Graffiti in the first round, though, a couple rounds earlier.
That's funny. I was thinking that.
That was premature guesstulation.
I wish we could give you the points, Johnny.
Should have known that one. Damn.
All right. Before we get to our final round, let's talk about what else is going on for your listening pleasure on a couple of other great podcast feeds. Jenny, our very own Jenny, tonight, she has her own feed, The Jenny Position. It is the home of Geek and Sassy, Talk of Pop, Freak Out, Driving, The Journey Through Infinity, Hot Tokes, The Brother Sister Rewatch. You heard about Pluto? Bianca's First Time, much, much more. So check that out. Subscribe wherever podcasts are available. Also check out the North-South Connection brought to you by JT, Chad, and Aaron. This is the home for Wrestling Warzone, No Holds Barred, The Extreme Three-Way Dance, featuring both Jenny and John, the Ruthlessly Aggressive podcast from Montreal to Boston, The Year That Was, TNA Never Dies, Rank and File. Jordan, what's going on with Rank and File? How's your greatest TV theme song tournament?
So we just dropped the first entry, which is the 50s, 60s, and 70s. You can listen to that one now. And coming in the month of May, we'll be ranking and filing the 80s and 90s TV theme songs.
All right. Very good.
No spoilers, but I was very satisfied with who won in the first episode.
All right. Very good. I can't wait to finish that show. So Glenn and Scott Butler, our good friends, are continuing their spectacular journey through music, films, and more on the Non-Toxic Fanboys podcast, where they try to enjoy the things they love. Find them at Non-Toxic Fanboys on Twitter, NonToxicFanboys.com, and subscribe to wherever you get your podcasts. Join our rejuvenated Place to Be discussion group on Facebook. Go to Facebook, look up Place to Be, and request an invite. Discussions and fun with wrestling, movies, tournaments, and all forms of pop culture go on in there. It is a great time. Our 2021 stretch project is determining the greatest NWA WCW wrestler of all time. Go join the Facebook group and watch the matches, discuss nominees. Also, don't forget to check out PlaceMation.com each and every day. New voices, fresh takes, bring you articles on the topics of world of wrestling, sports, and pop culture. We have This Week in WWE with Trent. We have Steve Riddle's Wonderful World of Disney reviews, Paulie's Perspective, and Matt's Live Action movie reviews, much, much more. And while you're doing your online shopping over at Amazon.com, be sure to click on the Amazon banner on the right side of the PlaceMation homepage, or use PlaceMation.com/Amazon. It takes you right to Amazon and helps out PTBN with no cost to you. So back to this great game we actually have here, because if anybody could walk out with the win after this round. To reset, though, we have John D'Amato with 26, Jennifer Smith with 16, and Dusty Gengel with 11. So, Dusty, you will be going first in this round. Okay. So, this is the lightning round. It is no theme, just basically whatever the episode's about, and that is classic movies. Every question is about a movie that came out before 1980. All right. Michael Cook, 90 seconds on the clock.
All set.
Dusty, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Who played Moses in the 1956 film, The Ten Commandments?
Charlton Heston?
What is Scarlett O'Hara's home state in Gone with the Wind?
Kansas?
What was the name of the establishment Alfred Hitchcock's Psycho was set in?
The establishment?
Yes.
Motel?
Who composed the theme song to 1971 Shaft?
Pass.
In what city is the Maltese Falcon set?
Pass.
Who directed On the Waterfront? character Eliza Doolittle was in what movie musical?
No clue, pass.
Charlie Chaplin had his first speaking part in what 1940 movie?
Who did?
Charlie Chaplin had his first speaking part in what 1940 movie?
I know this one, but I pass.
What Fred Astaire movie featured the song Cheek to Cheek?
Not a clue. Pass.
Not Debbie Does Dallas.
Name all the Road 2 movies that starred Bob Hope and Bing Crosby.
Pass.
All right. Who composed the theme song to 71 Shift? All right.
So I think we should let him clarify the answer on the one I put yellow.
All right. So you have to give us your answer again. What was the name of the establishment in Alfred Hitchcock's Psycho?
I don't know.
Okay.
All right.
Just want to give it a shot. Mm-hmm. All right, let's see how you did. Charlton Heston did play Moses in the Ten Commandments. Scarlett O'Hara's home state in Gone with the Wind was Georgia. Kansas was as good a guess as mine. The Bates Motel is where Psycho took place. The Bates Motel. God,
really?
The theme song to Shaft was composed by Isaac Hayes. The Maltese Falcon. I would not have got this one set in San Francisco. I thought it was somewhere overseas. The director of On the Waterfront, Elia Kazan. Not sure if I'm saying that one right.
You did. Is that right?
Okay, great. The character Eliza Doolittle is from the movie musical My Fair Lady. Charlie Chaplin's first speaking part was in the 1940 movie The Great Dictator. The Fred Astaire movie featuring the song Cheek to Cheek was Top Hat. And all of the Road 2 movies starring Bob Hope and Bing Crosby were Road to Singapore, Zanzibar, Morocco, Utopia, Rio, Bali, and Hong Kong. So not enough points to overtake Mr. D'Amato, but we hope you enjoyed your time at least.
Oh, hell yeah.
Stick around.
Thank you. Great time.
Yeah, stick around and listen.
Thank you for being on the show. Yeah, all right. Jenny, you need 10 to tie, 11 to take the lead. Okay?
All right.
I feel you. All right. Here we go. Mr. Cook, 90 seconds on the clock.
Let's go.
All right. Jenny, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here we go. Who played Bob Woodward and Carl Bernstein in 1976, All the President's Men?
Pass.
What school did the Deltas attend in Animal House?
Oh, God. Pass.
In what movie did Gene Hackman play a New York City policeman named Popeye Doyle?
Pass.
Name the 1961 drama that starred Paul Newman as Fast Eddie Felsen.
Pass.
What 1974 movie starred Jack Nicholson as a private eye?
Pass.
What classic movie did Walt Disney base the Jungle Cruise ride on?
The Jungle Book?
No, what 1942 Bing Crosby film introduced the Oscar-winning song White Christmas?
White Christmas?
What coastal California town is Alfred Hitchcock's The Bird set in?
Los Angeles.
Name all the T-Birds in Greece.
Kaniki, the fat one, the skinny one, another one.
Okay. Port Apache, She Wore a Yellow Ribbon, and Rio Grande were considered part of John Ford's what trilogy?
Boring trilogy.
Who played Bob Woodward and Carl Bernstein in 1976, All the President's Men?
Abbott and Costello.
What school did the Deltas attend in Animal House?
Yale.
What movie did Gene Hackman play a New York City policeman named Popeye Doyle?
Time.
That was trash.
Hey, Abbott, I just uncovered Watergate.
Well, you gave it a shot.
That's amazing.
You know, I've been keeping track of how I do on these episodes, and I think this one might surpass Star Wars for how badly I would do if I was a contestant. This one's hard, man. I don't know like any of these things. So I'm going to read them as if I'm very knowledgeable, though. Here's what the answers were. Bob Woodward and Carl Bernstein were played by Dustin Hoffman and Robert Redford in All the President's Men. The school the Deltas attended in Animal House was Faber College. Excuse me. Gene Hackman played Popeye Doyle in The French Connection. Paul Newman was Fast Eddie Felsen in The Hustler. Jack Nicholson starred in Chinatown in 1974. The Walt Disney Jungle Cruise is based on the movie The African Queen. Bing Crosby film that introduced the song White Christmas was actually named Holiday Inn. This one I've never even heard this. The coastal California town that the birds are set in is Bodega Bay. The T-Birds, Danny, Kanicki, Sonny, which I think that's the fat one, Duty, and Putzy. And the blank trilogy is the Calvary trilogy.
Obviously, yes.
Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm. So. So
congrats, Johnny.
You can score any points. Yes, Mr. D'Amato, it is a layup for you. We're going to make you do this round, though, just for shits and giggles and see how you do.
All right. As long as I don't. Do I get a subtracted points for every answer that has to be edited?
Yes. Yes.
that gives Jenny and Dustin a chance.
Yeah.
All right. Mr. Cook, 90 seconds on the clock.
All set.
Keep it fair, Mikey.
Keep it fair. All right, here we go. Clock will start when I finish the first question. What song from The Wizard of Oz won the Best Song Oscar in 1939?
Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
What movie took place in the Overlook Hotel?
Psycho.
What country was The Sound of Music set in?
Country where the hills were alive. Germany?
What 1971 film was set in a small Texas town and starred Cybill Shepherd and Jeff Bridges?
The Last Picture Show.
In Citizen Kane, what is Rosebud? When Tatum O'Neill was 10 years old, she won the Best Supporting Actress for
Paper
a role
Moon.
In a 1973 movie.
Paper Moon.
What Alfred Hitchcock movie starts in Miami and concludes in Rio de Janeiro?
Double Indemnity?
What actress said the famous line, "When I'm good, I'm very good, but when I'm bad, I'm better"?
Roseanne Barr?
Who played juror number 8 in 12 Angry Men?
30.
Kobe Bryant?
Ernest Borgnine won a Best Actor Oscar for his performance as a Bronx butcher in what 1955 movie?
Marty?
All right. That's all the questions.
All right,
Johnny, you did
By getting the very hard question right. That's the first time in a couple episodes, I think.
Yeah.
Someone's got a very hard question right. But nice little score here, Mr. D'Amato. Somewhere Over the Rainbow is, of course, the song from The Wizard of Oz. The Overlook Hotel is the setting of the movie The Shining.
Dummy.
Yeah. The Sound of Music is set in neighboring to Germany, Austria. I think that borders it. We'll find out. Next month's episode is all geography.
I was in the same continent. The same continent.
Right, yeah, you're in Europe. So you did get this one. The Cybill Shepherd, Jeff Bridges movie is The Last Picture Show. Citizens Kane, Rosebud is a sled. You got the next one right, which Tatum O'Neill's Best Supporting Actress was for Paper Moon. The Hitchcock movie, starting in Miami, concluding in Rio, is called Notorious. The actress with the famous line, "When I'm good, I'm very good. When I'm bad, I'm better." That was Mae West. Juror number 8 is Henry Fonda. And you did get the last one right. Ernest Borgnine won the Best Actor for his performance in the movie Marty. So, Andy, you want to give us some finals here?
Well, for that round, Johnny, you got 14. The final score is John D'Amato with 40, Jennifer Smith with 16, and Dusty Gangel with 12. Which means, Jay Arsenio D'Amato, you are moving on to the semifinals.
Oh, my God.
Yes, you will be part of semifinal number 3. And we will run through, though, all the semifinalists in our first semifinal round, which will be our next episode, believe it or not. We have Ryan Everett, James Gruenberg, and Logan Crosland. In semifinal number 2 will be Callum McDougall, Robert Hawkins, and Scott Criscolo. And in number 3 will be Greg Diener, Ashley Cruz, and J.R. Senior D'Amato. So one of 9 of you will be our winner, the first ever PTBN Trivia Night champion, and you'll take home the big gold belt. So congratulations.
Is it going to be random categories now?
Yes, it's just general pop culture.
Okay.
But, we do have one little twist coming that we will let the contestants know about ahead of time, but the listeners will have to tune in to find out for
it. Alrighty.
Should be a lot of fun, though. Really looking forward to it. So thank you all for being on the show, and Jenny coming back again, John coming back, and Dusty, it was great to meet you.
Yep.
Mr. Cook Greatjob. As always, Jordan, any final words before we close out the episode?
No, again, just thanks everyone for coming out. We do appreciate it. And not just you three, but everyone who participated in all of our opening round categories. You know, obviously without people willing to come on and do their best, we wouldn't be able to do a show. So we very much appreciate all of our contestants. Mm-hmm. And if Dusty wants to give us that Twitch account one more time, we will make sure that people follow him.
Twitch.tv/HangingWithTheD.
All right, perfect. All right. Go ahead and follow him.
Yes, and just to reiterate what Jordan said, yes, thank you, everybody. Not just for listening, though, for everybody who's been on the show. It is hard. I was on one of the Place of the Nation wrestling trivia shows, and I knew I was going to get my butt kicked. I did it for the participation trophy. I actually blacked out, so I don't remember what questions I got. And I was part of Body Pressure Luck with Jordan and JT, and it was hard. You know, even having the, like Jordan said, having the questions in front of you and he answered, it is hard, and you get on the clock, and you kind of, like, your brain gets to mush because, you know, you feel that pressure, and you put it on yourself. So, everybody, thank you so much, though, for participating in the show. Yep. And I look forward to these semifinal matchups. I hope we have some great close matchups and a lot of fun. That's all I can say. So, for our contestants and for Michael Cook and Jordan Duncan, I am Andy Atherton. Thank you for joining us on PTBN Trivia Night. And guess what? We'll see you in the semifinals on our next episode. Take care, everybody.